Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is November 3rd, 2017, as we are now starting or entering the new month of November as we close out this year, 2017. We want to be sharing some great tools and tips to assist small businesses across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And this is going to be a great show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited about the growth process of what we've been doing in our growth series throughout this year, 2017. And as we reflect back as to how many small businesses, entrepreneurs that we've helped along the way, I'm super excited from the feedback that we've been getting in helping them to build their business, their brand, and building up their customer base by giving great customer service or excellent customer service is basically where it boils down to. Basically, knowing your industry, knowing the brand, and knowing the products that you're selling or the services that you're providing in the marketplace. So if you have your pen and paper handy, I'm hoping that you'll be taking some copious notes as we begin to talk about the marketing side again of this series that we're talking about, building your brand through marketing exceptionally. Again, I talked about this throughout the year about the five P's of marketing. And again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. So when you look at the business today, your business, where do you sit at when it comes to your, if you rate your marketing side from a scale of 1 to 10, where do you rate your marketing side as far as how good you are in marketing, your company, your brand, your business? If you're scheduling it at a 5, you're doing good. If you under 5, we need some work, we can tweak. Remember this well, ladies and gentlemen. You can always make the necessary adjustments to your marketing mix as you promote your business on a regular weekly basis. But you have to do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, being in season as well as out of season when it comes to marketing your product or service that you're providing in the marketplace to your customers, to your clients, in whatever community you're basing it out of in your city and state where you reside. You want to let the community know what you have to offer. And once you continue on that level, ladies and gentlemen, this will build your brand successfully because, remember, I shared this before and I'll say it again, you have to build your business on three levels. You're going to be building your business locally, nationally, and last but not least, internationally, if you want to continue to build on a successful level. But let's look at the local business as you begin to build the brand on that section so you can put together something that's going to continue to have a repeat effect on your brand, your business, on a regular, consistent basis, making sure that you get the feedback from your customers, making sure that they understand exactly, and as you educate them on the product that you're providing or service that you're providing in the marketplace, so that way they can share with others that they may know who also may need the particular service or product that you're providing. So your consistent level has to be on that regular basis. So how do we promote that? By sharing and educating our customers on a regular basis, put something into their hands, and giving them the information so that way they can continue to build and grow. If you look at it like this, this is going to help you to put together your marketing mix based on the current repeat customers that you have coming to you on a regular basis. And as long as you're giving them the feedback of your product or promotions that you're running each week, this will help you to build a successful brand. But if you're not doing it on this level, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have a problem putting together that and getting the consistency out of that or the results that you're looking for. But you have to execute this daily. And you must understand your calendar on your marketing campaigns that you run has to be consistent. What events are you promoting or setting up for your marketing mix or your marketing company for your business? If you're not putting together any events along this level, you're not going to get the feedback or the success growth that you're looking for. And to build momentum, ladies and gentlemen, you have to make an eventful efforts when it comes to marketing your business. So make sure you have all of that down and make sure that you have at least one or two people in your business that's going to help you put it together. You can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. So if you look at it like this, this will give you the top of the line efforts when it comes to building it successfully. Marketing continually without stop, without fail, and again, making sure that you have your customers understand exactly what it is you do. And how many people have you serviced in the community? How many people are you servicing now? And what is your hours of operation? Are you letting people know when you're open if you have a brick-and-mortar location? But if you have an internet-based business such as myself, you don't need to worry about that because you're 24/7. But if you're not on that level, then you need to make sure you let people know your schedule. Putting them on a schedule and making sure that whatever promotions you run each week, you let everybody know. How effective are you on social media? How effective are you in your marketing campaigns, materials that you use to share the opportunity? Again, you're letting people know about what it is you do regularly and consistently on a regular basis. If you're not doing that, then you're not going to get the results that you're looking for, and you're basically wasting your time. So without further ado on that, that's one of the things you can look at when it comes to building your brand, your marketing things that you put together. It has to be done weekly. And then again, you have to make sure it's promotions. On that five P's of marketing, you're talking about the promotion side of it. You always talk about the people, the product, and the price, but what about the promotion? How are you promoting it? What competitiveness are you being in the marketplace, whereas you have your other companies that doing the same thing that you're doing? What makes you different from them, and how are you separating yourself in the marketplace from everyone else? And as I said before, if you observe the masses, you want to do the opposite. Observe the masses and do the opposite. You don't do what everybody else does, and you don't want to follow everybody else's lead, because where they're going is not where you want to go, not all the time. Unless they're on a successful level where you see growth is concerned, that's the key factor that you want to know. Are you adding growth to the company and the brand that you have? If you're doing that, then you're on the right track. If you're not adding growth and you haven't seen any growth, then it's time to tweak some things, change up some things, and make sure that you're doing everything possible to let everybody know what it is you're doing. And I'm going to say it, if you're not good at the marketing side, it is also good to hire some companies who are good at marketing your brand for you. And again, you can do it on a monthly basis. You can do it on an annual basis. But again, you're doing the marketing campaigns based on what product or service you're providing, and then also how many you've been sharing and selling your information to others. And if they pick it up, then great. You got a great opportunity where you can grow. You can put together a nice mix, and then everybody will begin to start talking about you. You have to be the buzz in the community. Are you the buzz now? If not, you need to be the buzz in the community. So that way you can help others as you help yourself. And then also remember, I shared before, if you're not tied into any nonprofit organizations, the Chamber of Commerce, you have your events that are coming up on the business side of it for small businesses, events that you're popping up in, and you're not participating in the community where you are, then you're losing out on a great opportunity here. So you want to make sure you do this on a regular, consistent basis. And if you do this, whether it be radio, newspaper, or TV, advertising is also key. And again, remember, you must have your media kit put together so that way you can share within the community in the media exactly what it is you're doing, whether it's TV, radio, or newspaper. So you want to make sure you do that on a regular basis. Social media. you can also advertise there as well, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So you have those three main ones. This is what I use in making sure that you're consistently getting the information to people who are entrusting you to give them the quality service that they're looking for. And you want to be ready and available for when people come at you in reference to what it is they're looking for. And you want to give, again, great customer service, making sure that you give them the great experience so that way they can continue to come back to you on a regular, consistent basis. And at the end, they know more people than you do. This helps build up your network where you have others now talking about your business, your brand, the things that they got from you. So that way they can contact and get with you as well on the people that they know. And again, you got to use the domino effect. If you don't use the domino effect, then you won't be able to knock down a lot of people that you want to bring into your fold that's going to continue to support and buy from you on a regular basis. So these are the things that you're going to need to be making sure consistently that you're doing regularly so that way you won't have any problems with your growth. Again, guys, this is the most important commodity on the planet is growth. If you're not growing, you're just existing, you're not living, and that's not something we want to do. So you want to make sure you have all of these things down. Your website, if you have an interactive website and your website is not quite getting the attention that it needs, then it's not time to be able to tweak it a little bit and then put it out there. You should be promoting your website regularly on a regular weekly basis. Part of your promotions, ladies and gentlemen, with anything you do, you're going to tag your website domain name onto that marketing campaign. If you're not tagging that on there besides your phone number or the location where you are, then you are now, again, missing it out. Because now we have mobile phones. Well, we got mobile computers. These phones are mobile computers. So they can basically look your information up on their cell phone now where they can look it up and basically directly see everything that you're providing and then also make purchases direct from their phone now where it's much easier. So you don't want to miss out on that piece of the business as well. So if your website is not up to par and you need to tweak the website, my suggestion to you, ladies and gentlemen, is to make sure you do that first and making sure that you have updated promotions that you're running from your business on a regular basis. Monthly, you're supposed to know exactly what your numbers look like, how many visits you've had, how many hits, how many people are actually purchasing on your website. So all of these numbers need to be associated or generated so that way you can keep track of your performance of that site. And as long as you're doing that, you won't have any problems putting together your network. And so that's one of the things that you can look at, ladies and gentlemen, that you want to do that's going to help you build your brand up on a regular, consistent basis. So as a web designer, we have a great opportunity to share with people, entrepreneurs, and also small businesses, churches and nonprofit organizations, that if you guys put together a simple site, whereas it's interactive, where you can get feedback from your customers or your target market, then you're on the right track to adding growth to your business. If you don't have this set up, then you need to set it up. If you have something that you want to test out in the marketplace, this is what big businesses do all the time. We call them landing page websites. It's just a one-pager to whereas you just have information on there, a video or a contact number or something where they can purchase right away. So whereas to see exactly whatever product you're promoting or service you're promoting, you just have that landing page website to do the work for you. And you promote it like crazy, meaning that you can use the guerrilla marketing all you want, and that will help you to satisfy a lot of the needs in your target marketplace without them having to search around trying to find a particular item or product that they're looking for. Let you be the one to come up under that listing through the search engines. As long as you're doing the SEOs properly, which is search engine optimization, you can basically put together a solid network. So you got Google, you got Bing, you got Yahoo, you got all these different social sites or information sites where you can basically put your AdWords and keywords in there and submit it to those search engines. Those search engines are basically going to be looking on a regular, consistent basis to make sure that your whatever prior type in your company name or a particular item that's under your company name that you sell or provide service to, your information will pop up as well. So you want to make sure you link all that together. I know this is a little technical, but this is important to whereas you need to have a person in your company that's going to help you do this on a regular, consistent basis. So these are the other parts of the marketing mix that needs to be done so that way you can continue to grow and continue to build your network. And social media is one of the strongest pieces right now where a lot of companies, or webinars we call them now, are building, generating millions of dollars a year just doing what they're doing here. So if you want to be on this level, you have to step it up a notch, and you have to make sure you tweak it to where it's going to generate you revenue on a regular, consistent basis. And so you have all of these different opportunities and tools to use. And, guys, these are only just tools. These are nothing more, nothing less than just tools. If you're building a house, you're going to need a tool. So you got to make sure you become wise master builders so that way you know exactly how you're building and what tools you need to build with. If you don't have the necessary tools to build a successful business or network, then you're not going to grow as you want to. So my suggestion to everybody is to get the right tools, utilize these tools, and making sure you educate yourself on how to use these tools. And I guarantee you do this, you won't have any problems with your company or business growing for the new year 2018. Now, as we close out this year 2017, moving into the new year 2018, you want to make sure you have everything rolling from this year on throughout the new year. So we call that rollover our marketing campaigns or rollover months that we continue to be consistent and persistent when it comes to promoting our brand, our company, and the products and services that we're providing in the marketplace. So as long as we're doing that, we won't have any problems toward our growth, toward adding more customers to your mix, and then making sure that you have enough products on hand to sell and move. And again, if you're providing a service, then you want to make sure that you want to be consistently on the people who've already purchased and using your services, whether you're a cleaning company, whether you're anything of that magnitude. The service industry is still strong and is getting stronger. Same is with the product business, especially consumer electronics. On that level, there is getting stronger and stronger. So you have trillion-dollar industries, ladies and gentlemen, that you can participate in, but how do you do it so well is based on your marketing campaigns, what you're putting together to promote, to educate, to add growth to others, and to assist others that's looking to be assisted in the marketplace. But again, people have to give you the permission to do so, as well as you train your team, your people that you have under you, to help you put it together based on being specific. And you got to know what your drive is and where you're going, what's your destination, making sure that you have your core values or plans in place. And if you have your roadmap as to which way you need to go and how to get there, you won't have any problems finding a number of people to help you do that as well. So these are the things that we are talking about here on today's edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm hoping that you guys continue to tune in each week as we share tools and tips to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And again, you have a great opportunity today, ladies and gentlemen, to participate in one of the best things smoking right now, and that's entrepreneurship, and making sure that you build your brand successfully and that we're here to help each other. Your growth is my growth, and my growth is your growth. And so as we continue to help each other and assist each other, no matter what is going on in the country, no matter what's going on at the White House, we don't really worry about that, but what we're focusing on is making sure that we do our part in continuing to add growth in the communities where we are, helping others, the PHP effect, people helping people. As long as we stay on this level, ladies and gentlemen, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, it's all about the PHP effect, people helping people. So if you stay focused there and you look at what it is that people want, need, and can afford, we satisfy three things again in the marketplace, we will be successful and we will have what we need to have or want to have in the marketplace. So again, we want to continue this. We want to make sure that you have all of the information as far as adding growth is concerned to your business, to your brand, and to your network. whatever community you're in across this country, ladies and gentlemen, you have the potential opportunity to grow and think big and continue to dream big no matter where you are. But you have to make sure you see it, because you only get what you picture. So if you picture it, you can obtain it, you can have it, grab hold to it, don't let go, and make sure that you continue to soar as you have done before. And this is all about spreading your wings, ladies and gentlemen, as eagles, flying high and making sure that we do what we're supposed to do as humans on this planet to help others as we help ourselves. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited for this week's edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. So as well as always, it's always been a plum pleasing pleasure, whether it's a privilege, that's from my brother, Les Brown, and continuing on to change yourself, change your business, and change the world. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Change yourself, change your business, and then you can change the world. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be signing off real soon. This is going to be a short edition of GTE Professional Network Radio as we continue on. It's just a 30-minute show, but I'm super excited for all of the people who have tuned in consistently on a regular basis that we're here to help you to succeed and be successful in the marketplace. So with that, keep the faith, and ladies and gentlemen, keep building the dream.
Thank you.